I'm currently redefining Ashoka Bhagavan and Shuddha, but then when it comes to the Kriyasya Mao, it's just shut us out from it, and you don't redefine time according to the world of the way.
Why don't we determine Man Kriyasma in each and every individual generation, every day of the year? Whether this is a normal time that people wake up? That's a very good question. I don't know. It's a very good question.
So what is the source amount of halakha that you brought over Shahar, or do you have to report?
The Gemara has
to
wait, and you've got to eat all the way. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that many Rishonim insist that you have to do the Havlokah Dafki within the first 4 hours. But if you wait for it, the first 4 hours is up, then you're not going to the Mitzvah. Essentially, you always try to do that. We can have any task in that self. We task in that even if you didn't write the first 4 hours, since the audience intended for it are the Bnei Bayis, the Tazman, the Rov of the Bnei Bayis are away, so then you will have your Pusum in Mitzvah. You can write all night long till Allah is Hashem. So Rachel said he remembers that his father once told him, his father once came back from a trip to New York and he was a little child. So the father told him that time that if you're lighting before Chatzos, before midnight, even if the majority of the neighbors are asleep, you can light. And if you're lighting after midnight, you have to wake up some of the neighbors, you should have them awake. What exactly is that based on? I'm not sure. I think after the half hour is up and no one is shopping anymore to buy their lots from these time of day, you sell lots for the middle of the winter. So they sell lots for the people to come up in their fireplace. So there's still a few people running around in the street, but the majority of the people who normally be running in the street are no longer there. So Tichel Rav Menashev means when only you of the people who normally go from the street are there. And within the first half hour, then you have the majority of the people who would normally walk in the street are walking there.
Well,
not
very few people
walk in the street. Bichlal, very few people walk. It depends where you live. So however many people normally would walk on that street, you have to, let's say, at night time, so if it's 1 o'clock at night, so much fewer people walk on the street. That's the other street where no one ever walks the clock. You only have 2 or 3 people walking on the street all night long. So after 1 o'clock is the same as 6 o'clock, same as 5 o'clock. Hardly anybody walks. You live in a deserted part of the city? Okay. So then it's so that's your audience, and then it's not close to like a marashuk. So then you can light all night long. You have the same number of people on the ground, 3 o'clock in the morning, as you have at 5, 6 in the afternoon. Same thing. But if you have a normal city where 5, 6 in the evening, there's heavy traffic walking in the street. And then 11 o'clock at night, there aren't only people there. It's much, much less. And that's cool. Also, then we're not sure. The law has another machleke, Samuel Rohan, where the Rodea Chanukah is also the Rishtamish Liyah, or Yalmutah, the Rishtamish Liyah. Why in the world should somebody, and we pass no halacha that it's also the Mishtam Shliya? Why in the world should somebody think that it's also the Mishtam Shliya? For what reason should it be also the Mishtam Shliya? So the Gemara gives two or three different reasons. One reason is that it's Kedusha Yeshba. So one opinion of the Gemara is Bechina Chanukah Kedusha Yeshba. It doesn't make any sense. So it would appear that one opinion was that yes, can't the Kedusha Yeshba. Why is it Yeshba Kedusha? So the Baal HaMar explained before, the Chachamim on the second halakha of Eretz Chanukah to be reminiscent of the halakha on the Eretz and the Beis Hamikdash, and the Beis Hamikdash, the Shem, that the lights that they lit in an era were certainly also by Amrad. It's more of a Hekdash if you use Shem and Shal Kodesh for your own private personal purposes. So therefore the Baal HaMar says, since the Chachamim halakha on the Eretz Chanukah, yet the halakha on the Eretz and the Beis Hamikdash, So it's also Bahamah. That's in fact what it seems from the Masechas Sofim, the Nusach that we say, Hanur Salah Ramadik and Kodeshem. They know who's the Hishtamish, but Elul was in the Rots. It is Kodeshem. It sounds exactly like the Baal HaMor. Another opinion of Mahmoud, that's not why it's also Bahamah, but it's rather also Bahamah. He Nesh, Nesh Hanukkah, Yushe Yeshbo. One of the Amoran, Abba, makes fun of that. He says, no, the reason why it's also the Hishtamish Liyah is because of Bezin. It's considered a design on it, so if you do kisui hadam with your foot, and you shech the chicken, and you shech the chayot, you have to do kisui hadam, and if the shaykh will kick over the sawdust on top of the dam, That's a design on mitzvah. Strictly speaking, he's answering the mitzvah, but the Hebrew mitzvah is to do it with the hand. So let your mitzvahs busy yourselves. If two, if the person will be nana, we are nana, that will constitute a violation of these images. And then the Balamor explains it. Ad kano fligi nemachlo kisamra, the proof of Ishtamish liyoya, also Ishtamish liyoya, is only the oya. Does it constitute an act of these images to use the light that shines out from the oya? What about to use the flame itself? If I want to light my cigarette from the Nechan again. And everybody would agree that that's these images. He proves it because one of the Amorim who all this mutal Ishtamish liyoya is Rav. And Rav has a machlokes with Shmuel, but a madlikim menorah there. If someone lit his menorah, am I permitted to light my menorah, to light my candle from his candle? So that's a machlokes with a madlikim menorah there or not. But the machlokes have a madlikim menorah there to light a nechanukah from another nechanukah, but to light the cigarette from nechanukah, everybody knows that it's prohibited. Either Rav holds that it's mutal Ishtamish liyoya, so the Balamor says in on the sugya of Chanukah, you see, that that's only the or haner, but to use the actual shalhavis of the nair itself, everybody holds that it's prohibited. Why? That's the actual Bidu Mitzvah. Like you said, whether you say even to use the Oh, Hayetz and Inan Eir, that's also an act of Bidu Mitzvah, and that's exactly Nachmer, that's also an Ishtamish Mitzvah. No, it's a different thing. Look, I read a book where I'm counting money. The Gemara says the first wants to count how much money he says he has. And it's dark in the room, so he brings all the money close to the candles in order to count it or to read the newspaper the other there. So he's not using the actual flame, he's using the light that comes out from the flame. Hashem can, if he lights a cigarette directly from the flame, then he's using the flame. So to use the flame for the Bachal, the Dibachal, everybody else is prohibited. To use the flame to be modeled the Ner Chanukah from another Ner Chanukah, that's a dispute, Rabbi Shmuel. And to use the oil of a Ner, not to use the flame, to use the oil, the light that comes out from the Ner, from the Shalayas, that's a machlekes, Rabbi Rabbun, Rabbi Chizan, whether Mutal Ishtamish Liyoro, or also Ishtamish Liyoro. And then the Balmor says another thing he throws in, that this all machlekes in the Gemara is Mutal Ishtamish Liyoro, or also Ishtamish Liyoro Ner, that's only to use the decoy of the Alma. And let's say the guy's going to sit and eat supper. They're going to invite Chanukah, he's going to sit and eat supper. So if he has a Shabbos, then it's okay. He must say, he's Shabbos is fine. But if he doesn't have a Shabbos, let's live near Chanukah. And he comes and he sits down, he's going to eat supper there for an hour, and he's going to do his homework, and he's going to read, and he's going to dabble, he's going to use the oil on air like he doesn't have any electric light. He's going to use this as his life. But the Balmor says that's certainly no good, because if you're going to use the oil on air, it's real. So there's no hacker there for Ner Chanukah. And the Gemara keeps on saying every 15 lines in the Sugya of Chanukah that Haroya Eimer, the onlooker won't realize the one who's watching you, there won't be any facility. So the person who watches won't realize that they're there in Ner Chanukah. Because they're the highest of the balances on there. So that's clear, the Balamor says, that everybody knows also the Ishtamish, the Oro, the Kriyas. If you're going to use it, the Kriyas like the regular light, every night they have no electricity in this monotone, so what do they do with the candle? So Tanan is going to use, you light the same candle, he's going to say a bracha, then he's going to use that candle, the Ner Chanukah, the same way he uses the regular candle every night. So the Balmor says that's certainly prohibited. Everybody knows that that's no good. There's no hector. The whole issue that the Gemara discusses is Mutal Ishtamish Liyoro, also Ishtamish Liyoro, that means decoy, not decrease. So based on this, the Balmor comes up with an Einfeld. He thinks, and we don't pass my candle in Shabbat. He thinks that it's only prohibited to use the oil haner, to use the flame itself. That's the clear violation of that's bizimitz. But to use the oil haner for secular purposes is also because of bizimitz. But to use the oil haner for bizimitz would be equally, if you use it decrease, then it's also because it's not nika that it's an erchamke. But if you use the oil haner, the Kroi, the Dvar Mitzvah, then he says there's no reason in the world that it should be awesome, because the opinion in the Gemara that Kodeshain, the Imran Mishus Lishtamishban, the opinion that it's awesome now because of Kedusha, that was rejected, he said. Gemara says, Lechanke Kedusha Yeshbo. That opinion was rejected. So the only reason why we passed him that the Lechanke is awesome now is because Bidur Mitzvah. So what's a Bidur Mitzvah? That you shouldn't use the flame, right? And you shouldn't use the Ol Haner at the Tashmish Chol. He said, the Gemara said, Lahat Sismoras, to count money in front of the Ol Haner. So to count money is a secular activity. But to learn from a sefer the Yikro the Alma, that would be mutter. That's the bottom of Shiva. The Shofna says that we don't pass on that. We pass on that it's also the Mishtamish Liyora, if you look at Mishal Kiddush, if you go and you don't know the Liyora, also. Yesh Mishamatir, Mishal Kiddush, if it's only the Yikro. That's in the Chavah quote for opinion, and he's really not against them. That's in Tafei Shayin Gimel. The first if, yeah. So.
explain to anybody the reason behind it, because it's not recognized as the reason for that. So if you put a shamot for that it's the same.
That normally the person would have only lit one candle in the whole room. And tonight he lights that one candle in addition to which he lights an additional candle. But the one candle that he would normally light he lit tonight also. The others have a heck of a damn shame they have.
And also, so this man is there, normally no one would light any candle. So today he lights one candle and also
doesn't
light
candle.
So why do you say
you don't need it? I don't know. It's not as though we have electric lights, right? We have the electric lights every the shop. There is a problem, let me mention this problem before we go further. There is a problem, the Masecha Sofim says that you have to light the Shetishoka HaChama, not earlier, because Ein Mevorchem Al HaNer Ad SheYayosu LaOlov. You can only say Vroch HaNer Chanukah Ad SheYayosu LaOlov and Yenene from the Ol HaNer. So that's a very strange law. And Gemara has that passage with respect to Boim Yoreh Reish HaMetzei Shabbos. You can only say Vroch HaBoim Yoreh Reish Ad SheYayosu LaOlov if you're able to be nem on the other day. You don't really have to use your fingers like this to look at it, to enjoy them there. The Gemara says as long as it's theoretically possible to be nem on the other day, that is sufficient. If the nair is also down low, then you can't say bar mi arash. Or if the nair is so high up and it's so enclosed, it's covered over and you can't see it, so then you won't be able to be mishtamish the other, so then you can't say bracha. So what has it got to do with Chanukah? By Chanukah is just to be first. It's also the Mishtanish to Yoros. How does the Master Chesef make such a statement? Ein Mevorchem Al HaNer, Asher Yoyosu LiOlov. So Rashi Rabbeinu interpreted that it means a different thing. You can only say a bracha, Lahad Lit Ner Shel Chanukah, whatever Nusach we say, Lahad Lit Ner Chanukah. You can only light the candles and do the mitzvah if at the time that the model of the Ner has a shame Ner. But if you light it by Yom, Kodem Shet Yishok HaChamo, and the Gemara has an expression, Shraga B'tiha Ramai Mahani. If you light the Ner while the sun is still shining in the middle of the day, Tiha Ram means noon. If you light a candle at noon, that does not shame that because it doesn't illuminate. So here too, Ein Mevorchem Al HaNer, Asher Yayosu LaOlov. You can only light Ner as Hanukkah and fulfill the mitzvah of Halachos HaNer. If you light it at the time, behind the Balalam, Shet Yishok HaChamo, that has a shame there. But if you light it by Yom, it does not shame there. So this L'chayu should pose a problem, let's say, if you have a room with the big lights around on top already. And then you're going to light Neir Chanukah. So it says in the Hilchos Shabbos that when you light Neir Shabbos, you have to see to it that the room is dark, and then when you light the candles, you are illuminating that room. So then you can say, Baruch Lahadat Neir Shabbos. But let's say, if two families are eating in the same dining room, and when the first wife, the woman of one household already lit candles on the table, then the Balabach of the second household is going to light candles on the same table, right near the first candle, so the whole room is already illuminated. So what is the second one adding illumination by lighting another couple, another two candles? The whole room is all lit up. So the Ramah says, Mokha Shabbos, when you have two people lighting their Shabbos in the same table in the same room, you should insist that one Balabasa should light at one end of the table on one minaria, and the other one, one light, and the other Balabasa should light at the other end of the table, so at least there will be Tosefis all of the Simcha. So we add illumination on the other side of the room. But if everyone's going to light everything near each other, so there's no added illumination. So you didn't create in there. Creating there means that you create illumination. So the same on Chanukah should be like that after Pashas. And before you light near his Chanukah, you have to make sure that all of the big lights are not on. But if the big lights are on above, and they flood the whole room with lights, so someone already, you only have five menorahs on this table now. You're going to put a sixth menorah. Sixth menorah doesn't really add that much illumination here. The whole region, the whole area in the room is all the upper area. So then the Pashkus says that that's in violation of this din of the Masech Hatzot, Meni Rochem Al HaNer, Asher Yayosu LaOlov. You have to light the Neir of Chanukah in such a way that it should create illumination.
So any place that you put the candle is illuminating that one spot more?
Slightly, yeah. But we require a significant amount of Tosefos HaRevisim. It has to add significant illumination.
Yeah,
the Pashkus says you should close the light. And she leave them off, because then if you're going to open the light, that's like Kibor. What's the difference? If I lift the Neres Chanukah, then I do it now. So Kibor says, everybody needs to have to light it again. So if you lift the Neres Chanukah, then you turn on the big light in the room. The big light floods the whole room with light to the extent that the Neres Chanukah don't add anything now. You just see that they're flickering, you see that they're burning, but it doesn't really add any light. The main light, the overpowering light in the room is the light from the top fixture. So then that should be like Kibor. So you have a Shabbos?
Yeah.
Well, you do your reading in your homework, whatever you eat, on the other end of the room. And there you have your electric lights.
So that if you're lighting inside the house, someone has to see it the whole half hour. But it's just lighting in the dining room and everyone else just leaves. They go to the other room in the house.
The Pashto said it should have to have people walking around at least to be able to see it part of the time.
Don't you just say that even in the middle of the night,
you can't light
anywhere,
right? Same issue by the biggest chametz also. I mean, when you go to candle and the lights are not on, but if the lights are on, so then what does the little candle add? Very little. Shai is maybe using the big lights. The new Shai. Got a little bit of a place.
Because of the
Shemini,
we wanted the
menorah
to the down here, they're making them light in the lobby, they'll say, well,
why not?
Sure.
That's what we always do. It's better naturally. Very short call. And why can that happen? The Gemara has a question regarding Hadlaka is a mitzvah versus Hanukkah is a mitzvah. What exactly is that issue? Very strange, unclear issue. We pass from Hadlaka, the Gemara says, we pass from Maskana, then Hadlaka is a mitzvah. But what's the difference whether we do it in Hadlaka or Hanukkah? The Gemara says, the difference is the following. What if they cut down low shofar? So the Mishnah says, Rosh Hashanah, it's no good, because the Mishnah ain't mechui b'dava, and you have to have it, the Baltikeh should be a Bakiyuga, to be made to the others who don't have lessons. So here also, what if they cut on would like Neres Chanukah for me? So I don't, the halacha doesn't require that I should like Neres Chanukah myself. I can have someone else like Neres Chanukah on my behalf. It doesn't necessarily have to be one of the members of my household. It doesn't have to be one of my four wives or one of my 85 children. I can have an outsider also, provided that outsider is Jewish. If the outsider is not Jewish, if he cannot like Neres Chanukah for me. So what if the outsider is a cut on? Can he be made to me? So the Gemara says, of course not, because the Kotlin is not a part of the unit. And the Gemara says, okay, what if the Shah is, what if the Kotlin lived in the Chanukah, and I want to be able to with it, so I can't. So is it sufficient if I pick it up and put it down? I can't do the Hanukkah to the Chanukah, that's good enough. But he said, no, that you require that the Maisa Mitzvah should consist of Hadlokah. So that's what the Gemara passes La Maskana. Therefore, if the Kotlin lit it, you're not yetzing us in the Chabah, you have to blow out the candle and light it again with Shem Nechanik. And if you just pick it up and put it down again, Hanukkah is not Eisen Mitzvah. It wouldn't pass from like that. It was a Kotlin Shigil Achinat, and he's a Kotlin Shigil Achinat, and he's Mechuyim Mederabbanon, and the whole Chanukah, and Ami is only Mederabbanon, so that's a Machloikis. The Machabah calls the Machloikis, and the end of Sinan Tafei Shanghai, Sukimu, whether you say, since the Kotlin Shigil Achinat is only a Trey Rabbanon, and I'm a Chabah Rabbanon, so lo yasi trei rabbanon u mafik chad rabbanon, or you would know that. There are two opinions in Tosfos. What if we have yes, the katan for light neres chanukah for me, but the katan who did the hadlaka is a bar das in the sense that he said gil achinuch, he really knows what's going on. He's 11, 12 years old, and he understands very well what neres chanukah is about. It's not that he's a little baby and he just did the job.
So is the
gil achinuch
neres chanukah?
Oh, so that's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. Well, a Kotlin Shigil Achinuch can be Motzi as Hagdol Lemanan. Maybe a Shofar doesn't help because the Chiv Shofar Nigdol Mudaraisa. The Chiv Shofar Nigdol Shigil Achinuch is on the Rabbana, but by Hablos Neres Chanka, the Chiv Anigdol is on the Rabbana. And a Kotlin Shigil Achinuch is also the Rabbana. So good. So he's the Rabbana and I'm the Rabbana. Or maybe I should say, no, he's only a trade Rabbana. He's only the Rabbana on combining together the din of Chinuch Mederabbanan and the din of Hablok Neres Chanukah.
Not a whole part of the Jews that
he... Mechari quotes in both opinions, at the end of Tafer
Shainim. So, if the Mitzvah
is unlocked,
then you couldn't, let's say, light
the
menorah
in
a place where
you
wasn't
meant
to
cast
it away
and
move it.
Correct. That's what the Gemara says. But if you light in the place where you have Yetzer, let's say you light the Malam Yetzer now, and then you lower it, so because we passed and have lost Yetzer Mitzvah, you wouldn't be Yetzer. The Gemara says that if somebody is visiting by somebody else, let's say I go visit my grandparents, I go visit my uncle or something, just temporarily, I'm going to sleep overnight there, I'm going to eat there, sleep there, and everything. So then the Gemara says I'm considered an Aksinoi, and I'm only temporarily visiting there. If I stay by my grandparents for a whole month, for Yesu Milan Yom, either I have already stayed there for more than 30 days, or I just moved in a week ago and I plan to stay there for over 30 days. So then I'm not considered us enough, then I'm considered one of the B'nai Bais, even if I'm not a blood relative, even if it's not my grandparents. Let's say it's a good friend of mine. Such a good friend that I moved in for a month and a half. So then the din is that I don't have to light my own Chanukah, the din is that I'm Yetzer with his hadlocha. I'm one of the B'nai Bais, even if I'm not a relative, even if I'm not really a member of the family. But if I'm only Aksana, it means I'm only here visiting temporarily. So the Gemara says, how can Yasana be Yetzer? Let him be mishpatet the truth of the Balabai. In other words, let him become a shutfis in the oil or a shutfis in the candle. The Mishnah Berurah says in the name of Achranim that if he has his own menorah, he has his own candles, that's the best thing of all. Let him be madlet ne'el ochalach v'yach, let him light his own menorah. And some other poskim disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. They hold that you're not Yetzer if you light your own. Because the halacha requires that you should be madlet the beiso. And if I'm only visiting there, it's not considered basic. The only way that I can be able to have luck is that I don't mishtak with the food. What if you have two students share a dormitory room? And they have no shakas with each other. It's not that one is a father, one is a son. They're not related. The two, they know each other, they get along, they don't get along, whatever. If you begin that Shnei Balabat and Dorn, the Cheder Echot, can also be mishtak with the food if they want to be cheap about it. Or do you say no? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokes Achrayim about this, then quotes it to Machlokes Rishayim about this, and Tata Rishayim Zayin, on page 291. Maybe the Dina Mishpat of the Kruth is limited to the case of Achsenoi. Maybe it doesn't apply, and coincidentally, you happen to have two people who are living in the same room.
So is it considered during 30 days
that
the Rosh Hashanah is the weekend, or can say 30 days in the Rosh?
No, that's not. No, so that means if I'm living there less than 30 days and the Balabais lives there for 3 years, more than 30 days. So, me, in contrast to the Balabais, I'm only Aksanoi. Let's say I'm in a hotel room, just overnight. I'm not an Aksanoi, I'm not in contrast to anybody else. I'm the only guy in the hotel room. I'm the only one who rented the room. So then I'm the Balabais, isn't it?
But all the
roommates
are, they all just stay there for the weekend and they come home. No one's Balabais, so there's no.
No, so there's no problem. So everybody's a Balabai. Everybody's an equal Balabai.
That's good for you to say, go to your aunt every Shabbos, let's say. You need enlightenment then, or you
stop
for your
own
when you go home for Shabbos? When you go to
the
aunt for Shabbos,
say,
you know,
I'm going
to
the aunt for Shabbos, I'm
going to
sleep there and leave there
early. You go to every Shabbos right here, but only
in
Shabbos, not
every night. Do I have to light on my own, or am I one of the members of the household? I don't think I'm one of the members of the house because I don't have 30 days straight in a row. You have to have 30 days straight to be considered a member of the house.
Is
this
the beginning
any
time here?
No, Mishnah Berurah says even if you have two people who live there all year long, but they already have no shaykes with each other. It's not that one of them earns the money. Yeah, they're friendly and everything, but they're not members of one big family. He does his work and I do my work. It's not that they're funded with one, the money that comes, his money comes from his family, his money comes from his family. It's funded differently. So they have nothing to do with each other off again. So Mishnah Berurah calls him off like this, that you have to wish on the other hold that you have to be married separately, that you know, you can't do on the start of the truth over there. I'm telling Shabbat, there's a major machlokes between the Taz and the Vilna Gaon, exactly how do you do, when do you do the Havlokas Neres Chanukah? The Taz makes a compromise, he says that in Shul we follow what it says in the Ramah, that first we light the Neres Chanukah in Shul and then we recite Havdalah later. But Babayis, he should first recite the Havdalah and then he might light the Neres Chanukah. The Vilna Gaon disagrees and he says that the Taz is wrong, that the Ramah is right, Ben Bebeis HaKnesses and Ben Babayis, that all the time you should say the Havdalah last. Even though Havdalah Neres Chanukah itself constitutes a Malacha, you're lighting the candles as a malacha, so what do you mean you're going to say Havdalah later? You're not prolonging Shabbos, you're violating the Shabbos by Mamek. The Menorah that is officially the farewell of Shabbos is the Havdalah. So he's saying Havdalah later, so he says that's the Ikar Adin. So the Hasidim are known to follow the Taz, the Misnagdim are known to follow the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that you always say Havdalah later, Bein Beis HaKnesses or Bein Babayis. You should first do Havdalah Neres Chanukah, and then do the Havdalah later, and they're out. And the Taz makes a compromise between Babayis as opposed to the Beis Hakna. Okay, I wish everybody a good Chanukah. Yom Tov to the Rabbanan, the Chacham was misaking it as a Yom Simcha that was also behest to the kindness. In the days of the Tanoim, they had we had a play also, from the Gil of Tainis, which is a paper that was written many, many years ago before the Mishnayos was written down. And this book, all of the Yom Tovim that were instituted in the Gil of Bonn during the course of the year, starts off in Nisan, Yisiv, and so on, lists off every month which Yom Tovim they have in the Gil of Bonn. And from all of those holidays that they used to celebrate during the period of the second day Sunday, there's the only two that remain after the Chutma Bayis, where Chanukah and Purim. There is a machlokes in the Rishonim whether Chanukah and Purim remain only Chanukah and Purim proper, or even with Neim and Achraim as well. What about the day before and the day after Chanukah and Purim? Our practice is that we do say Hesped on Erev Chanukah in the morning. And we do say Tachnun on Erev Chanukah in the morning. If we would observe the din with Neim and Achraim also have the status of a semi-holiday, so then we wouldn't have said Tachnun Erev Chanukah in the morning, or Erev Purim in the morning. So obviously we hold that only Chanukah and Purim proper would not buckle, and with Neim and Achraim of Chanukah and Purim the day before the day after would buckle along with the rest of Megillah's times. In addition to the fact that Chanukah in Purim are both also the best of the Tainis, as a Yom Tov of Megillah Tainis, what other special observance is there on Chanukah? So there's no such as Halal Mahidoya, that you're obligated to recite Alam Nisim in Moedin. Moedin Alam Chol, we thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu, from the Shemoneh Esrei, we say Moedin, so we thank Him for this and for that and for the other thing, and then we say, I'm the Sefer Shecholem Imanu, Alam Nisim Alam Purim. What you can do, of course, in the Akhanda, is you say, Vi Alam Nisim with a Vav. It's not a new paragraph, it's a Hemshech of Moedin Alam Chol, thank you for this, that, the other thing. And the Alam Nisim Alam Chol, we thank Hakadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim. That's Hoidoya. Alam Nisim, or Vi Alam Nisim, in the Birchas HaMazim, the Gemara says, is only a minhag. You're not really required to recite Alam Nisim in the Birchas HaMazim, it's only a minhag, and therefore, it's obvious that if a person forgot to say Alam Nisim, he wouldn't have to repeat the Birchas HaMazim. Even if an essay, the Chachamim are mistaken that you're obligated to recite Alam Nisim, still the Gemara says in Perek HaMam HaLikim that if you forgot Alam Nisim, you don't have to daven over the Shemoneh Esrei, and you're not permitted to daven over the Shemoneh Esrei for Alam Nisim. Only on a day on which Yesh B'Kavu Musa, a day on which you have to bring in Kavu Musa with the Beis HaMikdash, like Rosh Chodesh, or Chol HaMoed, or Shabbos, or Yom Tov, then if you forgot to mention the Kedushas HaYom and the Shemoneh Esrei, you have to repeat the davening. But if it's a Tainis and you forgot to say Aneinu, or Chanukah Purim, you forgot to say the Alam Nisim, then you don't have to daven over for that. So that's Hoidoya. What is Halal? Halal is Halal. A Chacham will mistake that you have to recite Halal on Chanukah. The opinion of the Chacham Sofer and the children that Halal on Chanukah, even his man has a Yizmin HaPeru. He based this on a passage in the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Aleph, which he interprets to indicate, it doesn't say it black and white, he says based on that Gemara he gets to understand that Halal on Chanukah is Yizmin HaPeru. And it's here in his Sefer, in his commentary on the Shulch, his quotes from the Chacham Sofer, Chuluf and Hassam Seifen takes issue with him. He says that there's no brachos by Fidalit where it says explicitly the Halal Chanukah is only the Rabbanah. So the Hassam Seifen most probably will understand that Yimam brachos to mean that the text of the Halal that we say is only the Rabbanah. In fact, when you say that the specific Pirkei Tehillim, and you say the Halal Sholem as opposed to Chatzi Halal and so on, that you say so much Halal that's only the Rabbanah. But the obligation to recite some type of Halal or another, that of some circuit claims is Minapur. And the Matsir in his commentary on the Shulchan disagrees and he says no, that the Gemara in the Gilad of Yidalid is right that Halal is Daraisa, that's Halal the Shasa Yeshua. The first Chanukah, the first year, Halal was Daraisa. And in all consequence is the fact that we continue to recite Halal every year on Chanukah in commemoration of the Yeshua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that's only the Rabbah. And that's how some later Mephoshim comes back, perhaps with the interpretation of the Lashon of the Brises in the Gilas Tainus, where it says that they had an Afuah to burn for one night, and then burn for 8 nights, and then Lashon Acheres, the next year, Kavod Malsom Yom Tov Mahal Vodor. The next year they establish it as a Yom Tov Mahal Vodor. Why the next year? Why didn't they say Hal Vodor the first year? So the answer is no, the first year, of course, they said Hal Vodor. They're not there. The next year is Kavod Malsom the Rabbanah. The Takana the Rabbanah was needed only for the consequent year. That's how Rabbi Ruchim Perler writes in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah of Rav Sadiburn. He goes off, he discusses Kol HaKavukula in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah. Rav Sadiburn just wrote a small poem where he lists off a field, where he lists off what he considers the Tayyad Mitzvah. So in trying to figure out what were the guiding principles of the Rabbeinu Sadi going to be talking, what's the mitzvah, what's not, so Yehuchim Perlo, just before the war, wrote these three tremendous volumes to elaborate on other details. So that's one of the suggestions that he gives. That the Bryson needs to say that the next year they were called Al-Gahidor. The first year they had to have Al-Gahidor, Menatar. There was a Chiyuv Menatar, they had Al-Gahidor. What about Suudah? I'm sure you know there is a Chiyuv Suudah, as it says in the Gilas Esther. You may wish to be Simcha. And Hanukkah, the Shofanah quotes from the Rishonim that there is no Chiyuv Simcha, there is no Chiyuv Suudah on Hanukkah. Why not? So different reasons are given by the Mefarshim and the Shofanah. From the Goyim and Buddha Pier, and the Rabbio, and the Gyrus and Sagar and the Gemara would appear that the distinction is the following, that really all the other places in the Megillah's time is don't warrant a Chiyuv Suudah. The only thing that's also is Hested the Tainus. You celebrate the Yom Tov by abstaining from Hestedim and abstaining from Tanaism. But you're not obligated to make a festive Suudah. And the reason why Purim is the Yetz Min HaKlal is because on Purim there was a new Kabbalah Satar. The Pasuk says, Megillah says, Tekimu, the Kiblu, Kimu, Mashi Kiblu, Kvar. And the Gemara says, the first Kabbalah Satar was on Mount HaSinai. The second Kabbalah Satar was on Purim. And the Gemara says, in Pesachim, that Hakol Meidim Batzer is the Dina Nami Lachem. Everybody agrees that on Shavuos, you have to have a very lavish meal, more so than on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur you don't eat, but more so than on Rosh Hashanah and Pesach and Sukkot and other Yom Tov, whatever Yom Tov you have, but on Shavuos, everybody agrees. Although on Pesach and Shavuos, as Machlokes of Lozer Rebbe Shula, we say Chetzel Hashem and Chetzel Lachem, or we say Kul Hashem and Kul Lachem, but the Gemara says on Shavuos, Hakol Meidim, everybody agrees, Dina Nami Lachem, that you have to have a special, festive, lavish meal because Yom Shem Nitna Batur. In other words, we learn out of Pahu, we learn out from the Pasuk in Chumash that says, Vayachsu Salakim Vayoklu Vayishtu, and the Ramban quotes the Medrash on that Pasuk, Mikan Shosim Suda Vayem HaShofer. In this Pasuk we see that it's an obligation that arises to make a Suda on the occasion of Kabbalah Zatar, or when you make a Siyum Asista, when you make a Siyum on Sifri HaTanach, or whatever you make a Siyum. So on the occasion of Kabbalah Zatar HaShniyah, the second Kabbalah of the Torah, namely on Purim, also, the Gemara says it was Kima the Kibla, so the Gemara Hakam made him before, and now also, the Bina Nami Lachan, you have to have a special, lavish meal. Why? So some Rishonim go to him, had to give some the Gemara himself, because it's also Yom Shemitna Baitar. The same Rishonim, it's also Yom Shemitna Baitar, because of the Kima the Kibla. So that's the explanation. And it's simple why on Chanukah there's no Chiyuv Suudah. There was no Luka Bolas out there. The fact that Chanukah is a Yom Tov, from the series of the Yom Tov and the Megillah's time, it doesn't make it that we should have a Chiyuv Suudah. The only thing they have to celebrate them as Yom Tov is an Isha Hesped the Tainus. And the one and only Yom Tov from the Megillah's time that has a Chiyuv Suudah is only Purim because it's the Yom Shemitna Batar. That's the second Kabbalah Satur. In the Shulchanot, they quote, however, from the Maharam Rukenberg, quoted by the Mordechai, that if you sing Shiros, which is Bakas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if you sing Al Anisim in the middle of the Suda on Hanukkah, then you convert it into a Suda Smitzah, because whenever you have a Suda Kedei Lefarsem HaNeis or Kedei Lefarsem HaMitzvah, these are considered Suda Smitzah. For example, what's Kedei Lefarsem HaMitzvah? That's the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes and Simit Tafrei Shayin. But in Kedei Lefarsem HaMitzvah, for example, the Rishonim say we brought in the Suda Pidgin HaBen, but Pidgin HaBen doesn't have a Chiyuv Simcha, so really shouldn't be inside in the Suda. The Pasuk says in Tehillim Sasanach, and then Sasanach, you must show a role with a Chiyuv Simcha, and you have a Bris Mila. And Ignor discusses why in the Birchas HaMazon, at the conclusion of the Suda's Bris Mila, why don't you recite Baruch HaKein HaShah Simcha B'mon HaShah HaMon 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 We assume Malacha that you don't say Shasim for a mono because it's not Chiyuv Simcha at all by Pidgin HaBen. So if it's not Chiyuv Simcha, so why do you make a Suda Bechlal? The only reason why you make a Suda is because it's a Chiyuv Simcha. Make a Suda at a wedding, make a Suda at a bris, because there's a Chiyuv Simcha. So why do you make a Suda by Pidgin HaBen? So Shulchan Aruch they say, the Suda is just Kedei Lefarsem HaMitzvah. Just going to give all the money to the Kohen. It's a very secular act, and you're going to say a bracha on that. So it doesn't exactly look like a mitzvah. In order to add chashivus to the mitzvah, so you make a Suda. Or the Moshe, let's say, the community just completed a Siyum Sefer Torah. They just finished writing a Sefer Torah. They just finished building a shul. Or they just finished building a mikveh. Or they just finished whatever they finished. On the days of the second day of Hamikdash, is to have Zman Atzei Kohanim. whenever the people would donate things to the Beis HaMikdash, or Tugish Chamishah Sebaot, Mishnah says there's a Yomkev, the Mas is one of the reasons why it's a Yomkev, is because they would complete chopping the wood for the Atzei HaMalocha. Whenever you complete doing a mitzvah that took a long time, then you make a Sudah to add Chashivah to the mitzvah. So whenever you have a Sudah Lefasemus HaMitzvah, that's considered the Sudah's mitzvah, because the Sudah is for the purpose of enhancing the mitzvah. Had it covered a mitzvah. There's an Indian to be mechaber mitzvahs. When one is mechaber a mitzvah, it's an indirect fashion of being mechaber a kadosh baruch hu. Well, what mitzvah is the rachanikah? Havlokas haneris. You mean we should have a suit in conjunction with havlokas haneris? We don't really do that. So on chanukah, the suit is a different thing. We sing zmiras v'sish baruch hu, shiras v'sish baruch hu, kadosh baruch hu. And we convert the suit into a suit of saldoya. A suit of saldoya is also a suit of mitzvah. That's learned out in the pasuk in Chumash that you have to bring a korban taidah. And you have to have twice as many people eating the korban taidah because you can only eat it for one day. A normal korban shlamim is nechah for 2 days, and a korban taidah is only nechah for 1 day. So the nitzir in his commentary on Chumash explains that the purpose of limiting the korban taidah to achila yer mechot only 1 day is in order to have twice as many people eating together, so that the Baal HaNes should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in public. The idea of Hodoya is that it should be a public Hodoya. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a person has celebrating a wedding anniversary, a birthday party or something. So that's not a Suras Mitzvah. When you get married, that's a Suras Mitzvah. Because there's a Chiyuv Simcha and a Chasana. So a wedding anniversary, a birthday party or something, that's not, let's say you graduate college. Why is that, what is it called, the senior dinner? So that's not a Suras Mitzvah. But you can convert it into a Suras Mitzvah if you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If someone gets up and praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the wonderful fact that we've learned so much Torah, Mado, and we've completed the 4 years of college and whatever, if you give Sherefa Hadoyah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a milestone in your life, you convert it into a Suras Mitzvah. That's when they quote from the Maharam Ruti, where it gets quoted by the Mordechai, that the Gemara says himself in the end of Bela Oibrin that when an Amharit gets married, it's not a Suras Mitzvah. The wedding party is not a Suras Mitzvah if an Amharit gets married. It's only a Suras Mitzvah if a Tal Chachal is not. Very strange statement. You have to understand Pshat and Gemara. Why not? There's a good Pshat, but not for now. So the Maharam Gutenberg quoted by the Mordechai over there said, not a Suras Mitzvah, period. There's nothing you can do to salvage it. So he says, no. If he sings Miras, it's Shbach HaSlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, over the fact that the couple got married, so you can convert it into a Suras Mitzvah by virtue of the fact that it will become Suras Hodoya. Suras Hodoya is a Suras Mitzvah. And one wants to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having reached a milestone in his life. The marriage is quite a milestone. If a guy just passes a midterm, or he wrote the paper and he got an A+, so that's not so much of a milestone. But if the Jewish nation wants to celebrate every year in commemoration of the Nes Chanukah, that's the Suras Hodoya. The person wants to celebrate his wedding anniversary or his successful completion of college or something like that. That's a milestone in a person's life. So if he says, Shiras is his brachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Stam, he sings Am Yisrael Chai, or he sings Israeli tunes, or Hebrew tunes, or he sings Avinu Malkeinu or something like that. That just because it has a religious atmosphere, it doesn't convert it into a Suras Hodoya. Suras Hodoya has to be Shirei Hodoya. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for sing Al HaNisim or similar, recite Al HaNisim or sing Al HaNisim. The only Hesped that's permitted to be recited on Chanukah is the Chacham Lefan. Otherwise you're not allowed to say the Hesped. But the main mitzvah of Chanukah, everybody knows, is Havlokas HaMenorah. It's not so much the Halal, it's not so much the Al HaNisim, it's not so much the Hesped B'tainis, those are the side aspects. The main mitzvah that the Shulchan Aruch talks about, that the Gemara talks about so much, is the mitzvah of Havlokas Neiros Chanukah. The Iker Takanas Chachamim was that every person should be modeling the base on. If you have many bnei bayis, let's say a man is married, he has 4 wives and he has 85 children, so the thing is, you only have to be modeling one there. Ner ishu base. Takanas Chachamim was, you only have to have one there. Then the Gemara says, from a hadrin, if you want to do a new mitzvah, is ner l'chalachot v'yechot. What does mean ner l'chalachot v'yechot? The Beis HaLevi and the Gali Masechta and others point out that there is a machlokes over here among the Rishonim what this means. The Ramah. So the Ramah understands Ner L'chalecha V'yechad the way we have the practice that every person lights his own menorah. Each individual person lights his menorah. In other words, the nature of the mitzvah has been changed. instead of the nature of the mitzvah being nailed isha beisa, that every household should have a nair, the nature of the mitzvah is a chodesh hayachid. Every individual person should be madlik his own nair. And the fact that Amos says later, that even if you have young children who are before bar mitzvah, the last drama on Tov Reish Ayin Hey, since there is a din that a katan shehigiyah lachina, if the child is higiyah lachina. So usually we are mechanic children in all the mitzvahs, and you should be mechanic a child even in gidur. Not only in mitzvahs that are absolutely chiyuvim, you have to be mechanic, you have to be mechanic a child even to do either mitzvahs. You have to be mechanic your child even before bar mitzvah, as long as he's higiyah lachina, that he should light his own menorah. According to the meaning of the Ramah, that it's nil l'cholech v'yechad, meaning each and every individual person lights his own candle. The Rambam learns completely different. The nature of this mahadra nil l'cholech v'yechad, what it means is that if you have a man and he has four wives and they have 85 children, so the sum total of all people in the family is 90. It has the four wives with the one husband and the 85 children, there's 90 people in the household. So the Balabayis, when he lights the first night, and the second night, and the third night, every night he should light 90 candles. Doesn't mean each and every individual member of the household should light his own candle and say the Baruch Lalev Neshal Chanukah. No. One person lights his nair, he should say so. But instead of lighting one nair, you light one nair for each and every individual member of the household, so that the Baal Bais lights on the first night, second night, third night, every night, he lights 90 candles. What does it mean, Mahadrin, Minah Mahadrin? That your mercy is a halak. So the Rambam says, simple, the first night the Balabayis lights 90 candles, the second night the Balabayis, in this case, when he has four wives and 85 children, the first night he lights 90 candles, the second night he lights 180 candles, the third night he lights 270 candles, etc. Every night he just add on another 90 candles. That's how the Rambam learns. Shai is according to the other Rishayim, who don't seem to learn like Ram Tesis, seems to learn clearly like the Ramah. The nail of Allah, the means of each and every individual member of the household lights his own menorah with one candle in it. So what exactly does it mean? Mahadrin minha mahadrin should light Moshe v'hoyla. Mahadrin v'sham and v'sil, and we pass like v'sil, but it's Moshe v'hoyla. First night you light one, second night you light two, third night you light three, and so on, as is our practice. So does this mean that each and every individual person should light his own menorah? And each menorah should have the first night one, the second night two, and so on. But he's saying no. That the Ikar mitzvah is that one member of the household should light for all the members of the household one candle every night. The Mahadrin means that each member of the household lights one candle. Mahadrin doesn't go on Mahadrin. It goes back on the Nehri Shabbeso. That instead of the father of the household, instead of one member of the household lighting one candle every night, instead of each person lighting one candle every night, you have one person in the household lights the menorah every night according to what the number of the night is. On the second night, one person lights two candles for everybody, and everybody does not light their own menorah. So this is a further question within the way Tesis learned Pshat in the Gemara. The Ne'el HaLech HaBiyach means that each and every individual person lights his own menorah. So what does it mean, Mahadrin Minha Mahadrin, that they're mostly for her? The Tesis happens to say that Mahadrin and Mahadrin doesn't go on Mahadrin. Doesn't mean that each and every individual member of the household should light his own menorah in the first night. He should light one, the second night two, and the third night three. But our practice is not like Pesach. We don't follow Pesach. We follow the other way. Either every night everybody lights one candle, every night everyone lights one candle. That's called Mahadrin. The Nehri Shabbeis means one candle every night for all 90 people. So it's in Sahar Kol. It's only eight candles. One candle every night. Mahadrin means you have 90 candles. One person lights 90 candles every night for everybody. And Mahadrin means the second night you light 180 candles, the third night you light 270 candles, and so on. Point of Pesach is not so. Mahadrin will often come out that you save yourself a fortune of money. Because Mahadrin means each and every individual member of the household lights his own one candle every night, each and every night. And Mahadrin is not so. It goes back on the Nehri Shabbeis. That one member of the household should light for the night where it has two candles on the second night, and then the third night he should light.
Why should we look at you're not building
it
up as a
Rambam,
because it's not logical
sequence. Okay, that's how Tesis learns. Tesis is the
whole reason why. According to the Rambam, it would be, imagine it would be that everyone in the house would start off with one, and everyone in the house with two, three, four. So then you'd have just like be some total of 90 candles in the next day.
Each person has his own candlestick in which he lights one candle. According to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, one balabai is one person says one with the brothers and he lights 90 candles on behalf of everybody. According to the Rambam, each of the 90 people in the house lights his or her own menorah. And he says the brothers is on the front. And then our practice is not like the Tosfos says, the Mahadran and Mahadran goes back on their Rishu Beisa. That sometimes you'll save a fortune of money by being Mahadran and a Mahadran. Our practice is, in this point, like the Rambam, that we, the Ashkenazim, follow the Rambam, that we assume Mahadran and Mahadran means you have to spend more money than Mahadran, not that you save yourself a fortune of money. So we assume that each and every individual person, when he lights candles every night, should be Mahadran. That's what the Taz point says, that normally the Ashkenazim follow the Bali Akasis and the Sraibim follow the Rambam, and here it's going to happen. Here it's Hanukkah, it's not Purim, but it's going to happen. Everything is Fakir. That the Ashkenazim follow the Shitas HaRambam, the Mahadrin and Mahadrin goes on Mahadrin. We don't exactly follow the Rambam how he learns Mahadrin. We don't follow that part of the Rambam. That the Rambam learns Mahadrin means that the Balabais lights all 90 candles the first night, and the second night the Balabais lights 180 candles, and the third night the Balabais lights 270 candles. So we don't follow that part of the Rambam. But we follow this one part of the Rambam, that Mahadrin and Mahadrin goes on Mahadrin. How can you have Mahadrin saving money? When you have Iturin, when you have block kosher, it doesn't mean that by definition that it's more expensive. When you have Iturin, it has to cost more money. So that's what we follow the Rambam.
According to Rambam, when he says that
all
light,
90
candles, how do you put them together?
Does not be together?
Well, how do you
put 90
candles?
Spread around, 90 candles all over the house. How does he have 90, how does he have all 85 children? He must have a bigger apartment house. A dormitory. He has a whole apartment house for his family. Okay, so he spreads the candles around. Is it necessary to put the candles into a container, into a menorah? And the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch don't say a word about that, that you have to put it into a kli. What if a person doesn't have a menorah? Can you just melt the bottom of the wax candle and put it on the windowsill and light like that? So the Achrayim made a big fuss about this. They had a whole machlokes. Marochim, no marochim. Many Achrayim involved in this. Many Achrayim hold that you're not Yoytze. And the Pashto says that there's no rocket to say that you're not Yoytze. Pashto says that you certainly are Yoytze. The Amunezer made it even worse. He said it's not just the Machlokes Achrayim, he made a whole shtickle further. It's Machlokes and Rishayim. He claims it's Machlokes and Rishayim. Achidish. It's Achidish to say that you're not Yoytze. But it's a chumra that some Achrayim are very insistent upon that you're not Yoytze and there is Chanukah unless you put them into a container, into a tree. It doesn't have to be back to a Chanukah yet. It doesn't have to be a mirror that has eight containers. If you have a Shabbos candlestick, it's also good. But it has to be in, held by some kind of a tree. If it's a flat piece of aluminum foil, then the foil is not a clue. But if you bent it till it holds the, if it's a base keeper, then it's a clue. If you have just have a little piece of aluminum foil on the bottom to prevent the wax from forming all over, that's not
a
clue. Then that probably doesn't hold anything. The candle holds by itself. The candle stands by itself. The candle doesn't really hold it.
I like a bottle.
Okay, that's a clue. But the bottom part also, then it's a cleat. It doesn't have to be such a fancy cleat. It's a nice thing, it's a proper thing to have a fancy silver or golden menorah, whatever you want to have. You certainly an Indian or Hida Nitsan. But Leikuvah, as long as the thing is a cleat, is good enough. The Rambam makes a statement that even Ani Hamaspanus Menach Zbaka, even the poorest person, has to see to it that he likes Nevet Chanukah. And if he doesn't have enough money, he has to go borrow money from somebody else. Mechazra al-Afsochim, oh, Shoel. He has to go ask the Tzedakah in order to light the Neres Hanukkah. Or he has to borrow money from somebody. How does the Rambam know that? That's so. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes on page 275, quotes the Magen Mishnah, who comments on the side of the Rambam, that he learned this out from Abba Kosis. The Gemara says regarding Abba Kosis, that if you don't have Yatrim Chazwar Apsa, that's the Therish in the Gemara. So the Rambam understood that it's not a din that's given to God, but Abba Kosis, it applies to any and every din, any and every mitzvah, which is for the sake of pursuing these. So you only have three mitzvahs that are for the sake of pursuing these. The three mitzvahs where we recite the bracha, Shasam Nisim Alasin, or Yom Rahim Isman Azeh. Which of the three mitzvahs that we say Shasam Nisim? We only have two. Where do we have three? So one of them is Ne'er Chanukah, one of them is Mikra Megillah, and the third one is Abba Kosis. When do we say Shasam Nisim? So the Mesidus writes in his Adorah, and on Lord Pesach and the Seder, we recite the Baruch Hashem Yolam, he brought us out of Senem in the time, etc. The Yom Alal Azel Lecha B'Matzamar, that's the equivalent of Shasar Nisim Alasenem B'Yamim Mahim Azmanandah. So these three mitzvahs only are the three mitzvahs that are for the sake of lefarsein mesanes, laharis of galus mesanes. That's the lashon haram. Laharis of galus mesanes. Therefore, the requirement that the rabban was, you have to go way out of your way in order to fulfill this mitzvah. The Rambam writes that the mitzvah of hadlakas neres chanukah is chaviv ad miyoy, the very cherished mitzvah. Whenever you have a mitzvah that's for the sake of pirsumi niso, what we're really indicating is that we're pouring our panach of his baruch hu. That just like he did nisim to the Jewish people years ago, we are reminding ourselves of the nisim, we're reminding everybody, we're reminding our kodesh baruch hu also, that just like he did nisim to us years ago, he should continue to do nisim to us today. So the Rambam apparently holds, that's how Rav Soloveitchik understood it, the Rambam apparently holds, that if you want to call on our kodesh baruch hu, that he should go above and beyond the Hanhava Tivis, you call upon a Kodesh Baruch Hu that he should do for you Nisim Lefloes, then you cannot go just to the Derech HaTeva and apply the plow that Hamavazu Zalivazu is Yesim Mechaymishtam. When it comes to a mitzvah, you're not obligated to spend more than one-fifth of your total savings to do the mitzvah. If you're going to go with a very tight cheshbon, you're going to say, the Hanukkah is too expensive, or the Abakosis is too expensive, I can't afford it, so I'm not going to do that mitzvah. That, you have the right to declare like that by tzitzis and by tzilin and by shoyt and by all other mitzvahs in the Torah. But it's a mitzvah that's for the sake of pursuing Nisa, it's not proper to go with such calculations and such cheshbonis, because then, how can you have the chutzpah to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He should do an SVU, that's what we're implying when we do the act of pursuing Nisa. If we're not going out of our way to spend money in an unusual fashion, so how can we expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He should go out of his way to break all the chukiyat teva. The Gemara points out that even though the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neres Chanukah is only with the Rabbanim, you still have to recite a brach, Hashem Kedishon of the mitzvah itself, V'tzivonu. I, the Gemara asks, V'hechon tzivonu? What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ato Hashem, V'kenem Malach Ha'olam tzivonu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't come in? So the Gemara says, Lo Sosu. The Gemara says that we are obligated to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Rabbanim, Min HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came in, rest, we should listen to the Chachamim. It's that passage in the Gemara that stirred up the whole dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban regarding mitzvahs of the Rabbanim. So the Rambam makes a statement, it's a little unclear exactly what he's driving at, that all mitzvahs of the Rabbanim become mitzvahs of the Torah based on the passage Lo Sosu. And the Ramban has a long list of kashas against the Rambam. How can it be? The din is at stake of the Rabbanim Lakuma. And if all din of the Rabbanim become din of the Raisis, I should say, I'm no din of the Rabbanim, but it's the stake of the Raisis Lakuma. So obviously, the Rabbanim is a Rabbanim. How can you break to make a Rabbanim into a Berais? That's what the Ramban attacked the Rambam of having said.
Now, this has the Rambam when Gemara, let's say, said he has a Rabbanim and
the
Berais,
and the Berais, and the Rambam quotes all those Gemaras, but we do distinguish between the Rabbanim and the Berais. So that's what the Ramban asks. So obviously, the Rabbanim is a Rabbanim, it's not a Berais. So what did he say that it became a Sosa? So what does the Ramban want? The Rambam just quoted the Gemara. The Gemara says that. So the Ramban doesn't like that opinion. He says we should pass him like the other opinion in the Gemara, but it's not based on Lo Sosu. So what do we get so angry at the Ramban if the Gemara has another opinion? It's very unclear. What exactly is the point of machlokes between the Ramban and the Ramban?
I just say that. It's not the same.
That needs some elaboration. The Gemara says that when you light Neres Chanukah the first night, you recite three brach. And the rest of the night of Chanukah, you only recite two brach. And the first night, you recite Shachiyanu in addition to the first two. And the rest of the night, you don't say Shachiyanu. Unless the person forgot to light Neres Chanukah the first night, then he says Shachiyanu when he reminds himself later. What if he doesn't have a menorah at all? What if he's stuck in the South Pacific Islands and he doesn't have a menorah at all? Can he say Shachiyanu just on the Yontif? Because the Gemara says Shachiyanu Emra Afila Bashuk. The Gemara says an Arab in that man that on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he can say Shachiyanu as you walk through the street. And in fact, that's what we do on Yom Kippur. We say Shachiyanu in Shul. Shachiyanu not in conjunction with Kiddush, because on Yom Kippur we don't recite any Kiddush. So maybe one should say the same is true regarding Chanukah, that a person is permitted to say Shachiyanu even if he doesn't have Neres Chanukah. It doesn't have to be Shachiyanu our mitzvahs have locus neres chanukah that he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah since last year. Then we say Shachiyanu on the Yom Tov, so that's the chiddush otzum that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Shara Tziri. And Tav Tei Shain Vav, he quotes it from the Miri. Mi she'en lo lahavle, v'ene b'mokum shev shel aliyos, yesham shem gom Shachiyanu b'lai l'arishan. That he say Shachiyanu. V'hadzorim nirin. And he likes it. The Miri likes it. That's a wild, an interesting chiddush. Mishnah writes with Tzarchir. He's not so sure, even though the Meiri likes it, he's not so sure that we should paskin like that. It's this Meiri that some prominent rabbis quoted 40 years ago, that when it comes Yom HaTzma'ut, even though there's no Hadlokas HaNeiris, and even though there's no Sud, and even though there's no Mitzvah, you should say Shachyonu on the Yom alone you should say Shachyonu. That's the question, is it really so? Is it really so by Chanukah proper? By Purim, let's say on Purim we say Shachyonu when we're about to read the Megillah. What if you don't have a Megillah? So you say Shachyanu on the Hadras Hazman of the Yom as well. So the Mishnah Berurah there quotes another Miri. The Miri there says it took. The Miri has it by Chanukah and the Miri has it by Purim. And you say Shachyanu on Afilu Bashuk, like on every Yom Tuesday arises. So you say Shachyanu on the Yom of the Rabban, just on the Hadras Hazman. That's the question, whether we really pass
on it. Oh,
it's
good. I mean, the Nesach Hadras is on this month. I mean, no. Or why should you?
Let the person buys a new suit, and he's all excited, so he says Shachyanu. Buys a new car, he says Shachyanu. So he says Shachyanu la zman hazeh. What do you mean zman? It's not a Shachyanu on the zman, it's a Shachyanu on the event. So there you can't say, well, since the car's are on sale, so even if he doesn't buy the car, he can also say Shachyanu. Don't say it over there. But maybe over here also. Just because the nusach is la zman hazeh, maybe it's la zman hazeh that we did the hadlaka. And if you don't do the hadlaka, you don't do the mikra negila, you don't just say Shachyanu on the zman. Just because today is Purim, today is Chanukah, maybe that's not sufficient reason to say Shachyanu. Maybe that's not called a separate Zman. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Hazman and Deraisa, so the Zman is a different Zman. Or when it comes to cherry season, or the potato season, or the orange season, or the pumpkin season, when it comes to new payrolls, or the Gemara, so the Gemara, you say Shachyanu on a Pilchavish even if you don't eat it. It's not Shachyanu because you're all excited about eating the new tomatoes. God doesn't especially enjoy the tomatoes. But he's happy that he's alive to the beginning of the tomato season. So there the Shachyanu, the din of the Gemara is, even if you're not eating it, when you just see the new pears being sold in the street, because that's a Shachyanu on the Hagwas Hazman, that you've lived till the cherry season, till the berry season, till the potato season, till the tomato season, till the orange season, whatever the season is. So that's a real Zman Deraisa. The cherries just began to grow, and the potatoes just began to grow now. But the other real Zman Deraisa, then Avadi, he says, Shachyanu on the Hagwas Hazman. The question is, here it's only a make-believe Zman with the Rabbanim. The Deraisa, there is no difference between Chavai Kislev and Chavdal Kislev. It's only with the Rabbanim. So with the Rabbanim makes it that the Zman is a different Zman. So the Miri says, yes, with the Rabbanim it's a different Zman. Look on the calendar. It's in red. It's not in black. So obviously it's a different Zman. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Tzarchin. That's only a make-believe. The Dinim the Rabbanim don't change this Zman. This Zman is the same Zman as yesterday, same Zman as tomorrow. It's not a different Zman. There's a thing you have to bench. Chanukah is today. You have to do certain things. But it's not that this Zman is a different Zman that it should require a Shachyanu just on the Hagwas Hazman person. That's the Machlok. The Ramah quotes in the name of the Mahariel that on the first night you should recite all the three brachas, Oyvel Asi Yasmin, before Kodim Shiyaskal Hamim, before you light all of the candles, even though only the first bracha is a Birchas HaMitzvah, Shekhar B'Shalom HaMitzvah is one of the Hadlik Ner Chanukah. That's the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Hadlik Ner Chanukah. Others have the Nusach L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah, and others have the Nusach L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. One word. That's what the Maharshal says on that. You should say L'Hadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. One word. The Mishnah Berurah says in the name of the people born in the Ha'olam, Ein Yisharim, Ein Nogim L'Hakpid B'Zeh. Most people are not makpid somehow, but most people are not makpid about that Tate of the Mashal to pronounce Shel L'Chanukah as one word. But what do they do when the word L'Hamik Ner Shal Shabbos, L'Hamik Ner Shal Yantav, you do say Ner Shal Yantav and Ner Shal Shabbos. Why all of a sudden over here, they said, no, that can't be. You can't say L'Hamik Ner Shal Chanukah, you have to say L'Hamik Ner Chanukah, or L'Hamik Ner Shel L'Chanukah. Manishtana Chanukah, what's wrong? Why shouldn't Chanukah be the same as Shabbos in Yom Tov? So they explain why, that on Shabbos you have a million mitzvahs. On Yom Tov you have loads and loads of mitzvahs. So one of the many mitzvahs is Halakas Ner Shal Shabbos. This is a Ner of Shabbos. But if you ask, what's the definition of Shabbos, you say, Lichtenshin, Halakas Ner, not the definition. But Chanukah, the overwhelming, the main feature of Chanukah is Ner is Chanukah. Hi, there's also a feature that Anissa has to be kindness, and if he sings Nirish and says Bachar, the sooner becomes a Surah Smitsman, you have to say Hal, and you have to say Al Anissa, and Hodaya. You have these additional things, yeah, but they can't compare it to the Hadlokas HaNeiris. The essence, the Iker Mitzvah, and the Rabbanim, and the Misach Mechanikah, is really the Hadlokas HaNeiris. So it's a little strange to say, Lahavik Neir, Shal Chanukah, this is the light of Chanukah. This is the Kol Kulei Archanik. This is the Halignei Archanikin. This is the Kemat, the whole story. This is 95% the story of Archanikin. Hadlokas HaNefesh. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, very little time is spent commenting on the Kriya Sakeir Archanikin and the Halal and the Halalisim and the Hesped of the Chanik. It's just a few lines. And the bulk of Vilchas Chanik is all about where you bench Chanik Alicht and how you say the Bracha. A lot of it blows out and so on. That's why many insist that you should leave out the word Shal. Right, that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. And you said Lahalik Ne'achanike.
Oh, you said Shal Ne'achanike, we feel the equivalent of that.
That's what the Mashal says, okay. Yeah. The Hadlaka has to be Dafke Dabayis, and if anybody lights any place other than the day, so he's not yet even B'riyev. So why do we light in Shul? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, the Hadlaka of the Beis HaKnesses is not Medina, it's only a Minha. And nobody's yet with the Hadlaka Beis HaKnesses because nobody lives there. It's not based on. It's only a minhag. If it's only a minhag, there should be a question as to whether one should recite a bracha or not, because there is a dispute among the Rishonim regarding Chatzi Halal on Hashchodesh. The reciting of Chatzi Halal on Hashchodesh is only a minhag, as the Gemara says exclusively at the end of Maseches Tainis. So does one recite the bracha Shekh Rishonim in Mitzvah of Itzivamu? Lukwal Sahalel on Halal Mishkodesh, it's only a minute. You say Bitzivana? No, it says you are able to say Bitzivana on a Mitzvah Rabbana because it says Lo Sosu. But how can you say, or can you say, not how can you say Bitzivana on a Minhag? Offhand, there isn't even any Lo Sosu there. There isn't even Lo Sosu. So that's a major dispute between Tosus and the Rambam. Tosus' opinion in several places is that you do recite a bracha even when you're only observing a minhag. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam's opinion is that you may not recite a bracha when observing a minhag. And that's an achrekis in the Shulchan Aruch. And Chaber quotes the opinion of the Rambam that you're prohibited to say a bracha, not allowed to say a bracha, on Amuras Chatzi Halam HaShchodesh, except for HaShchodesh Chanukah, because you have to say Halal Shalom on Chanukah because of Chanukah. That's certainly a takana d'rabbanan. So then for sure that the Sfaradim will also say a bracha on the HaShchodesh of Chanukah, because you have to say Halal Shalom, they're not saying Chatzi Halam. But on every other Rosh Chodesh, on the other 10, and Rosh Hashanah, you don't say Halal because it's Rosh Hashanah. And the other 10 Rosh Chodeshim of the year, when you say Chatzi Halal, that's only a minhag. So the Sfaradim don't say a bracha following the Rambam's opinion, that on a minhag you don't say a bracha. And the Rambam writes that the minhag by the Ashkenazim is that they say a bracha following the opinion of Tosfos. That's the question here. The Mechaber himself writes that when you light the Neres Chanukah in Shul, you do recite a bracha. And the Mechaber himself writes that lighting the Neres Chanukah in Shul is only a minhag, and no one's yetzei with it. That's Mechaber and Top Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Zayin. The Beis HaKnesses, Madlikin, and so on, and it's only a minhag, and nevertheless he said bracha on it. So that's the question that the Chachim Tzvi is bothered with. The Achronim talk about that kasha at lunch. How come the Mechaber says he said bracha when you light the Neres Chanukah in Shul? The Shittas Zayin and the Mechaber, it should be the same as Chatzi Halam HaShchodesh. That's only a minhag. On a minhag you shouldn't say bracha. But that's what the Mechaber says. So when you're lucky, sure, you do say a bracha, even though nobody's yetzei, and it's only a minhag. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Masech HaSeifim that immediately following the Halakas Neres Chanukah, you should recite Haneres Halam, Olam Malikim, etc. Now, so Leitchik thought that was Ma'akev, that if a person lights Neres Chanukah and he doesn't recite Haneres Halam, then he wouldn't be yetzei the mitzvah, because the purpose of the mitzvah is Laharis HaLegalos HaSanes. You have to do Pirsumi Nisa. So if you don't tell over the story, what's the Pirsumi Nisa? If you just lit the candles and said the bracha on it. So he thought that perhaps that's not sufficient. In the Shulchan Aruch, they don't mention this kind of a notion that it should be Ma'akeh B'Riyeh, but on Eres Halalo. You just thought that the practice is that you say on Eres Halalo, and there are two different levels when you begin to say on Eres Halalo. Let's say on the eighth night when you light eight candles, it takes a while. So should you begin to recite on Eres Halalo after the completion of the eighth candle? Or do you begin on Eres Halalo right away after you lit the first candle? In between the brachas and the hadlaka, then you're not allowed to say on Eres Halalo. That's mamsha hefsik between the bracha and the chilos hasiyus hamitzvah. But after you've already lit the first candle, so then the minhag is that you say on Eres Halalo before you light the second candle, right after the first. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rabbi Rachmanim Amahadir, they're makpid the dafkin not to begin to recite on Eres Halalo because after all of the candles are lit for that evening. The Gemara has a dispute regarding Eres Chanukah. Two machlekes and one machlekes, whether kofs a zakut law or kofs a in a zakut law. What if you lived in Eres Chanukah and it blew out? Accidentally it blew out. If you blew it out in the Mazes, then the rabbis say you have to light again. If kibbo, then you have to light again. But what happens if that chip empty went out? So that's the machlokes in the Gemara, and the maskana lahalacha is that kafsa, if the Ner Chanukah blew out, it was covered, ain't no zokos, but he's not obligated to light it again. It is a midas chasidus, however, to relight it, but to regrafa. That's how the Akhmanim all say. It is the proper thing that you should be lighting. But not to say a the shadow is, what if kibbo b'shege, if kibbo b'meiz, if he blew out the candle, so then all the Akhmanim say you have to light again. What if kibbo b'meiz? So that's the machlekes in Achronim. The Mechaber writes what if kibbo b'shege. The Mechaber writes that kibbo b'shege is the same as kovso, that ain't a zokos law. And the Mashal and some other Achronim disagree, and they hold not so, that if kibbo b'shege, it's the same as kibbo b'meizit. Just like kibbo b'meizit, you have to rekindle it, so to kibbo b'shege, you would have to rekindle it again. What is this? Man of Havlat of Neros Chanukah, so the Gemara says, Meshet Yishoka Hacham. How do you translate the words Meshet Yishoka Hacham? That's the Mishnah Berurah quote, that's a major dispute among the Rishonim. The Rambam Gaon has a Shita here. What is the Rambam Gaon? The Rambam Gaon presents the opinion of the Rov HaRishonim. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains. The Rambam Gaon presents the opinion of the Rov HaRishonim that the word Meshet Yishoka Hacham means sunset. That's what we would have translated. Shkia. Shkia means sunset. So Meshet Yishoka Hacham is the same thing as Meshah Shkia Hacham, immediately after sunset. And the Tesra says, no, if the Gemara would have, if the price, then we give us in Masechah Sof what it said. Eimos haimad mablikim neris. Mishkiya, so then shkiya means shkiya, shkiya means sunset. But it doesn't say shkiya, it says mishet yishoka hachamo. So since it's in that construction, that grammatical construction, that's the Tesra says, that has the connotation of Tesra Chavon. So you only begin the Havlaka with Tesra Chavon. Even according to the Rav Gaon's opinion that the Buddha Havlaka Bishashki and the Mishnah Berurah says, still the Gemara says that the candles have to burn for half an hour, what half an hour? Has to burn so long, a half an hour after Tesra Chavon. That the Rav Gaon is also asking, just as the Havlaka should be right away at Shkia. But the Neir should be, but you're not yet to the mitzvah then. The Maisa mitzvah is the Havlaka at Shkia. And the Kima mitzvah is the fact that the Neiris are burning for a half an hour after Tzeisa Kachovim. Not that the candles should just burn. If you light a Shkia and you have these little candles that we have that only burn 40-45 minutes, that manufacturer could burn just a little over half an hour, they don't burn for an hour. So then the Vilna Gaon would say that you can't do that. Because the candles are not going to burn for half an hour after Tzeisa Kachovim. That's how Mishnah Berurah points out. What is the Sofaz man of Havlokas HaNeiris? So the Gemara says, Ad shetich leregel min hashuk. Until people stop walking around in the street. So how long is that? So the Rambam, the Rif write, kimo chatzi shon. That's approximately a half an hour. The Pashtus is that this is only bizman HaGemara, that it was only half an hour. It depends, b'chol makom v'chol zman, what city do you live in? In some cities, in some streets in the city, people roam around all night long. So then you can't really say that it's tikhul regel min hashuk. This is already points out that shiur that the Gemara gives, if you can only light the candles within the first chatzi shor, that's the shiur tikhul regel min hashuk. That's only bizman HaGemara, shohei madlik mi bachutz, is the light of Pesach Beis HaMachutz on the outside, in front of the houses. But bizman hazeh she madlikim bivifnim, bizman hazeh we light in the inside, so who is the audience? What audience are we aiming at? So we're aiming at Bnei Beis HaMachutz. So the Bnei Beis, so it depends when they go to sleep. If the man has the four wives with 85 children, and some are young and some are old, all different ages he has here. All different sizes, different ages, everything. So from the 90 people in the family, 46 are sleeping already, so the majority of the family is asleep when he comes home. They're all in bed or in their cribs, whatever, they're all sleeping, or they're all in business, or they're in college or in school, whatever. So he wants to be a fighter and light the candles right away at Seisa, right away at Shkia, whatever. But nobody's there, Bishas Mais. So if nobody's there, so there's no person he needs. The person says, Banavesh, I'm making it with Niv. So you judge Tichla Redim and Ashuk by the Bnei Bayis. You always have to judge by the crowd whom you intend to convey the person he needs to. So whenever you're modeling Mubakut, so you have to determine whether the people in the Bnei Shusiram are roaming around now. If you model the thing, you have to determine whether the majority of them are guys, are around. Mishnah Berurah says that sometimes if a person came from a business trip late at night, came from a wedding, late at night on Chanukah, and he didn't like Chanukah, near Chanukah yet, so you should wake up some of the members of the household, so we'll have...